Learn programming, or get programmed. Times have changed. The discovery of thinking machines means the future has arrived, pretty much all at once. Learning programming is about putting you in charge of machines, so that the machines are never put in charge of you. Yes. You learn programming privately by asking artificial intelligence open-heart questions. It is a program that will never disappoint you, never judge you. Programming, believe me, is one of the funniest things you can do. It has mascots, cows, penguins, bunnies, all kinds of fluffy animals. Computers were never too hard, but when you got stuck, the answers were in books or stuck-up internet forums. Today, the answers come from a digital friend who can understand you, who will think with you, and take you on great learning adventures. It has never been too hard to learn programming, but today, it has never, ever, ever been easier. There are great discoveries to be made, but also countless paths not taken. This weekend, I structured my applications based on file systems, and then created files based on state machines. The common traffic lights are a state machine. They just never go wrong. So you write a state change request to your control file, go red, and it emits color yellow, and then waits, and finally does go red. The files in the file system I designed are signals. You subscribe, they give you their value, but then also keep you updated. And yes, it takes artificial intelligence to design the state machines. They are like powerful little poems. By hand, it would take teams of engineers. AI does it in minutes. I am not sorry to say that you can't ignore AI and programming. You are not a worker. Teachers only tricked you into thinking that you deserve bad grades. You are meant to grow all the way up until you become a great being. In the age of AI, you may just end up learning to no end.